what it takes. It's a wake-up call, just like what happened during COVID. It was a wake-up call for African leaders to realize that you must begin to look within Africa to take care of yourself. When the chips were down, the world walked away from Africa during COVID. So that's a reality. No supplies were coming to Africa, Africans were not manufacturing anything, and African leaders were forced to look from within. This, I'm hoping, is another wake-up call where African leaders also begin to realize we must look from within. But let me underscore this. The average African leader and leaders of majority of leaders of developing world, I can tell you, they are celebrating the exit of USAID, and we hope that there will be exits of many other NGOs that are carrying out nefarious activities in Africa and anywhere else in the developing world in order to further the agendas of their governments, which is to continuously destabilize, divide, and conquer.
To be quite candid, Ambassador, much of the world looks at the African continent as a gold mine, as
Absolutely.
A diamond mine, as
Absolutely.
A mine for precious materials and resources, which we've talked about. One of those other major powers, rising powers in the world, is China.
Yes.
China has huge stakes, and there's always been the narrative that America's not doing aid very well in Africa, that China is beating us. Bono would come out and say, hey, in all of the refugee camps and whatnot set up in Africa, even the tents say made in China, even though the United States may be providing the support.
Yes.
That there's a lot of both criticism and acclaim for the fact that China has been involved in recent decades in helping Africa develop its infrastructure and whatnot to position itself better in Africa than the United States and maybe Europe have with regards to resource agreements in Africa. So is China the next villain in the story?
Well, again, my position is Africans must take a position and protect their turf. China wants to come and exploit Africa, they'll get away with it to the extent that Africans allow them. The United States wants to come and exploit Africa, they'll get away with it to the extent that the Africans will allow them. The question is, does Africa have an African position when they come to the negotiating table with the world? The answer right now is no. Africa must unite. Africa must speak with one voice, and Africa must go to the world stage with one voice, one agenda, one plan that the world will have to respond.